You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is September 8, 2023. I am MP Holmes, and today's show celebrates the first week back at school by looking at literacy in the region. World Literacy Day is September 8th, and that coincides with the first week of school under the Ontario Provincial Government's new Better Schools and Student Outcomes Act, which was passed in June of this year. This new Education Act overhauls what came before. It broadens the minister's powers and, among other things, increases reporting requirements, provides more supports for literacy education, and allows for major changes to the language curriculum. Literacy is more complex than just knowing how to read. The Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, defines literacy as the ability to understand, evaluate, use, and engage with written texts in order to participate in society. In Canada, literacy is measured with a five-level scale, five being the highest and one being the lowest. If a person functions only at lower levels, they may be considered to have problems with literacy. In an international survey that assessed competencies of adults across the world, the OECD found that 49% of Canadians aged 25 to 65 scored at or below level 2 for literacy, and 55% scored at or below level 2 for numeracy on the 5-level scale. Level 3 is the threshold required to compete in a knowledge-based economy. In February 2022, the Ontario Human Rights Commission released the Right to Read report, which found, among other problems, that one-third of students graduate school without attaining the level of literacy that the OEC deems necessary to function fully in today's economy. The Waterloo Region District School Board serves more than 64,000 students in more than 121 schools. In 2018, only 70% of WRDSB students were meeting the provincial standards for reading proficiency, according to the data from the Education Quality and Accountability Office. There are explanations for this. Jeff Outwit in The Record noted that in this region, in years past, people used to rely on good-paying factory jobs that didn't need a lot of education in order to support a family. Outwit notes that more than 10,000 of these factory jobs have disappeared since 2006. Also responding to these low literacy numbers was the WRDSB, who, in the fall of 2021, released a multi-year structured literacy plan. Within 1 year, in October 2022, local grade 10 students taking the Ontario Literacy Test beat the provincial average by 3 percentage points, with 85% of students in the school board meeting or surpassing the provincial standard. In several years, the school board took literacy rates from 70% to 85%. Scott Miller, Associate Director of the Waterloo Region District School Board, explains how this was achieved.
We had an idea that many of these recommendations might be coming forward, and so we started the work in advance of that, knowing that it would align with province and the direction of the Ministry of Education, and as well as the Right to Read report. So we made a commitment to moving forward. With that work, and now have all of our schools have resources, have been able to provide professional learning, professional development, as well as running a number of administrator sessions for our principals and vice principals to support them in leading this work in their schools.
But what about those people who left school before the recent focus on increasing literacy? They may have left school 2 years ago or 40 years ago. Jane Tour of the Project Read Literacy Network explains what this looks like.
It doesn't mean that people aren't intelligent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that they actually don't even finish off university at times. People can be very smart and strategic themselves. Mm-hmm. I had one learner that really, he was what I would call like very, very low literacy levels. And yet he worked at a very decent job and was making decent money, but he could fake his way through things because he was a good, solid worker. He was head of janitorial services at a place, and he could do all of these different things. He would sweat. His boss would come in and say, "What do you think of this memo?" And he'd be hoping, I'm hoping I'm holding it the right way and shaking. And he would just turn and go, "Well, what do you think?" And he goes, yeah, we got to get it done. And then he would take it home to his wife to read. right? Like he was just that quick at being able to go, what would be a good way to say this so that nobody knows, except the day that he was, all of a sudden all of his workers were gone and they were having a government inspection and he was asked to clean. And so he went down and smelled a couple of bottles and went, oh, those are strong. Let's mix them together and wipe up the place. And it was bleach and ammonia. So they had to evacuate the building. Many people like immediately say, well, I know how to read. Very few people don't know how to read something or write something. It's about the ability to read it well enough to get some, to get things done. And I always go back to the thoughts of, can you imagine a parent that struggles with literacy reading the correct dosage on a child's aspirin bottle? They're not reading it correctly. Like, this is a bigger issue than just, you know, oh, well, they can't read and write. We got to get them into school.
It's clear literacy deficits impact all ages, and we know how to help increase literacy. So what do we know about those students who have not reached benchmark literacy levels? Scott Miller from the Waterloo Region District School Board.
Where we are really focusing a lot of our attention is, as we are implementing the new reading instruction, is certainly our students who potentially would be or could be seen with special education needs, and also our multilingual learners, realizing that these are two groups that we really are focusing our efforts on.
Jane Tour stressed the demographic struggling with low literacy skills is far more diverse.
There are certainly some people that have been here for a number of years and may not have integrated outside of their own communities. Mm-hmm. So their literacy levels aren't as high in English, but that's English as a second language, which is a different thing from literacy skills. Nope, the majority of people were born and raised here. And it's usually, there's a lot of reasonings why this happens. Usually you'll find most of the time parents struggled with literacy issues themselves. They, you know, parents didn't know how to build literacy skills in their children when they didn't have literacy skills. If the kids miss any skills because of, childhood illnesses that we all get, they could be missing some important pieces of what they're supposed to be learning as their foundation. And that can happen. There's undiagnosed learning disabilities. Mm-hmm. There's just, you know, moving between schools. So there's a lot of things that can cause this. And then, you know, they're never held back anymore. So nobody can fill in these spots because they're not held back, say, in grade 2 or 3, where they are missing some of the skills. Nobody fails. Everybody moves forward. So we keep failing them forward. and these kids are getting into high school and they don't have the literacy skills they need.
The regional school board received slightly less than $1 million from the provincial government in order to help support the changes to the curriculum this year. Scott Miller described how the school board is ready for the changes and how they have invested this funding.
And what we've been able to do with that funding, and it's funding for this year, we have used it to increase staff. We have currently a number of reading resource teachers, which we've added to schools to support this reading instruction. In addition, we've also been looking at other age groups, specifically our adolescent learners, and we've brought on board this year literacy intervention teachers to support grades 7 and 8 specifically, but really even looking at grade 4 to grade 8.
Finally, Jane explains how low literacy rates impact employment opportunities, and standard of living.
We have this whole disparity happening now that nobody seems to understand. We have all these jobs out there that aren't being filled, and yet we have people that aren't employed. And, you know, is it the expectations of the employers is too high, or is it the expectations of the people that want the jobs too high? Like, what is it, you know, where's the disconnect here? Because once again, if you have literacy skills, you would be getting the jobs, right? You'd be getting better jobs. You would get yourself trained to get better jobs. So yeah, it's a never-ending story of trying to fix the system that really, if it could be solved in 4 years for an election cycle, it would be an easy sell for anybody to do. But because a government has to think past their own election cycles, it's not something they're willing to put money into.
You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.